The uncomfortable idea in this article is that you can build a knowledge graph, fill it with relationships, and still never actually use it as a graph.
Right. The author found a sevenfold fragmentation problem, but the deeper failure was architectural. The system stored edges like a filing cabinet, then retrieved with a router that mostly judged the wording of the question.
And that is a very real product smell. The same question, phrased slightly differently, should not switch the system from evidence search to knowledge search like somebody flipped the hidden lever.
Mm-hmm.
The original design had an evidence layer for current source material, a structured knowledge layer for accumulated understanding, and an orchestrator choosing between them. It worked on several tests. It refused an unresolved contradiction, respected an effective date, and walked a four-hop chain with citations. But the graph itself was mostly decorative at query time.
Oh, that's good. Painful, but good. The revision replaces that router with a cleaner distinction. Retrieval finds candidate material, while filtering decides what survives. So both the evidence layer and the graph contribute every time, then temporal and policy constraints narrow the result before grounding.
That feels much more adaptable than asking a classifier to understand the entire query routing problem up front. You can improve search, graph traversal, or filtering independently instead of hiding all the behavior inside one flowchart.
Exactly, and the article does not leave that as a diagram. It adds Cosmos DB for Apache Gremlin to the Azure stack, teaches the index about graph structure, runs a projection worker, unions the results, and re-ranks them.
There is your glamorous infrastructure moment, Ava. Gremlin, projection workers, re-ranking. Somewhere in Exploring Next, producer just fell asleep standing up.
Stop it.
No, I respect it. This is the layer teams actually have to operate. The visible demo is the claim explanation. The hard part is making sure the path that produced it is queryable, time-aware, and tied back to evidence.
Sure.
The bitemporal piece is especially important. An edge needs to represent when a relationship was true in the modeled world and when the system learned or recorded it. Those are different clocks. The article gives an example where a rule took effect on March 1st, but its earliest supporting source was dated June 1st of the previous year.
So a naive implementation can attach the source date to the rule's validity date and quietly apply it to the wrong claim.
Yes, and that is exactly where graph enthusiasm usually gets hand-wavy. An edge is not just a connection. It has scope, provenance, temporal meaning, and sometimes competing versions. If those fields are absent, traversal can produce a beautifully connected wrong answer.
Okay, this is going to sound insane on a podcast, but I briefly want a tiny spreadsheet for every edge in my life.
No way.
Valid from, recorded at, source, confidence, very healthy, completely normal. Anyway, the same discipline shows up in contradiction handling.
The first system had a contradiction register that could block an answer when the firm had not settled an issue. The new design tries to discover contradictions during ingestion, rather than relying on someone to curate every conflict beforehand. That moves detection closer to where competing claims enter the system.
And the entity resolution number explains why that matters. Live extraction across 21 documents produced 149 concept objects, while the curated graph had 19. Alias matching only merged some of them.
Oh, interesting. That gap is not a minor cleanup task. If the same entity appears under fragmented names, traversal breaks before it starts. The proposed resolution chain adds embedding similarity and language model adjudication, but I would still want precision and false merge rates reported separately.
That is the part where your skepticism earns its keep. A graph with duplicate entities is weak, but a graph that confidently merges two different entities may be worse. The article's ablation is the right acceptance test because it can show what the graph contributes over the old route.
And the source is careful about scope. The corpus is synthetic. The implementation is a deployed demonstration, and the reflection loop, production write path, agent tools, and governance are explicitly deferred. Though this is a design argument with live evidence, not a claim that insurance systems are solved.
For people building relationship-heavy systems, the practical change is pretty direct. Look at the questions that require a chain, a date, or a conflict. If your retrieval path never traverses an edge, you may have a graph-shaped database and a search-shaped product.
The repositories are concrete, too. Part 1 stays frozen as the persistent knowledge layer artifact, while the new implementation is a knowledge graph effusion. That makes the comparison unusually useful because the author is changing one architecture and testing the same corpus against it.
Yeah, no, that is the bit I trust. Not the word graph by itself. The willingness to retire your own router after deploying it, then show what the replacement can answer.
That is genuinely funny. Because most architecture diagrams are immortal. They outlive the code, the team, and occasionally the cloud account.
Aver, almost a year into exploring Next, and you are still trying to make diagrams feel shame. I support it. Thanks for doing episode 896 with me. Go stare at an edge, apparently.